Soon this life will end, and I'll hear a sweet sound saying, child, enter in. You've won a crown, but I don't deserve such mercy or grace. But there's one thing I'll do when I see his sweet face. I'll lay my crown at my master's feet. Then I'll bow down while the redeemed crown him king of all kings. I'll shout hallelujah, my joy is complete, when I lay my crown at my master's feet. All the good deeds I've done seem so little to me. Without his sweet love, I know where I'd be. So lost without hope, no mercy in view. But when I see my Lord, here's what I'm gonna do. I'll lay my crown at my master's feet. Then I'll bow down while all nations crown him king of all kings. I'll shout hallelujah, my joy is complete, when I lay my crown at my master's feet. Pray, brothers. I thank God that we have a promise of a robe and a crown when this life is over. But Brother Elwood, I don't want to wait until death overtakes me to give my God the honor and glory he deserves. I don't want to wait until I'm not able to do anything before I start trying to lift up holy hands unto the Lord. I'm just so sorry that I wasted so much of my life when I could have been done more for Jesus than what I can now. But Brother Junior, that doesn't give me any excuse for not trying with everything in me to do all that I can. We can read over in Paul's writing where he says he'd rather have just gone, it'd be better he'd just gone and be with the Lord. I think every one of us can relate with that. And the way this whole world is getting as much trouble and much wickedness as there is in it, it'd be better if God would call us on home. But it's needful that we remain right here. I don't know about y'all, but I got loved ones, children that's out in sin. They need to hear the word, and not everyone stands up here is going to give them the word. They aren't going to give them what they need to hear. They're just trying to please them and to preach what they want to hear. But that won't get them to heaven. And we go on over in Paul's reading, and it says, the time of my departure is at hand. All we got to do is go look in the mirror every morning, and we know that very soon the call's going to come for us. But one question I'd like to ask everyone. Have you fought a good fight? Have you kept the faith? If not, you're in trouble. But glory be to God. He said he had a crown waiting for him. And I believe I do too, Brother Roger. I don't know much in this life, but I know a change come over me that I couldn't do by myself. No one else could do it. And I knew what it took because I'd heard my salvation preached to me many, many times. And when I got down to business, my Jesus was standing there with outstretched arm, ready to welcome me in. But it weren't going to be on my turn. It was going to be on his turn. Because there's only one way you're going to get to heaven. And Jesus said, I am the door. No other way can you go in except through and by that door. Unless you repent and be born again, you can't get to heaven. Just no way. I've heard them stand up here many times and say, you'll never get to be where Jesus is. But yes, you will. Are you going to stand before Jesus and give account of everything done in the flesh, whether it's good or whether it's evil? We better be praying, Brother Terry, that the good outweighs the bad. And if you've been born again, if you've been washed in the blood of Jesus, if you come to a point where you threw up your hand and said, Lord, I've done everything I know how to do. I'm still lost, ruined, and undone. I'm going to hell unless you save me. And when you surrender completely, melt down at the feet of Jesus and say, Lord, not my way, but your way. Do what you want to with this whole body, but save my ever dying soul. He's standing there willing and able to forgive you of every sin you've committed. Place you upon that straight and narrow path that leads to heaven. And let me tell you, once you get on it, I've heard him say, I've been on this for 20 years and I've never found a place to turn back. Let me tell you something, if you've been on it 20 years and you're looking for a place to turn back, you better be digging deeper, because I've never looked for a place to turn back. I didn't leave anything back there. I want to go back and get. I want to keep my eyes on the eastern sky, because I'm looking for this man called Jesus to come at any time. And if you're not ready, the Bible's very plain. If you don't have Jesus in your heart, it'd be better if you never been born. But if you do have it, Brother Greg, we have a lot of trouble, a lot of sickness, a lot of pain in this life, but that's all right. These old bodies are just made to last for a little while, and they're wearing out, but that don't matter. We got a brand new body waiting on us to move in. These old buildings are going to wear out, but that don't matter. We got a mansion in glory waiting on us to come up. I don't have much in this life, but I got a mansion in heaven. I have trouble in this life, but I have peace in Jesus Christ, my master. And that's good enough for me. Whatever you have to do to get this thing called salvation, it's worth it. You may have to cry a river of tears. You may wear the knees of your pants out praying so much. But let me tell you, when Jesus comes in and takes up his abode, it's all worth it. Everything you do to be able to feel the acceptance that you're one of Jesus. If you're an heir to a mansion in glory, everything you've done is worthwhile. Every mile you travel, everything you suffer, going to heaven's going to be worth it. Oh, and all this trouble, trials and tribulations, we're going to leave outside the gate. It's all going to be left behind, and we're going to enter into the joys of the Lord, where there's peace, joy, and happiness forevermore. I'm looking forward to that, Brother Edwards. I'm homesick for heaven. Want to stay here as long as he's got use for me. I'd like to see my little grandchildren, great-grandchildren now, come up and walk down the aisle and say, I want your God to be my God. But when he gets ready for me to go, I'm ready to go. I believe. Thank you. Go on. Get your son.